Do you ever feel stuck, like you're living your life on autopilot? Are you ready to shift into high gear and reach the success you so richly deserve? Welcome to the Play Big Movement podcast. I am your host, Sharon Lecter, entrepreneur, business strategist, and best-selling author. Playing big is not about settling for good enough or being comfortable. It is about reaching your highest potential and achieving your greatest success. Join me in my Play Big movement as I interview top experts in business, money, and entrepreneurship, all ready to serve you and to help you play big, be number one in your field, live your legacy, and create maximum impact. Welcome to this edition of the Play Big Movement podcast. I'm your host, Sharon Lecter. And you know that I like to introduce younger generation people that are, I really think, leaders in contributing to society. A few months ago, I had an event here in Scottsdale, and I met a young woman, Bella Hicks, and I want you to meet her. Hello, Bella. Thank you for being with me today.
Hi. Thank you so much for having me.
Well, I'm excited because you have quite the story, and I think it's so important for people to understand that. And make them more, probably more grateful for the life that they've had. But you would never suspect, looking at your beauty and your smile, that what you have been through as a child. And so I really wanted to highlight you. I wanted to interview you because I think it's such a gift that you are giving people today after what you've been through. So tell us a little bit about little Bella. And you're not so big anymore. Yeah, but you're the little Bella that went through incredible trauma.
She did. So I was diagnosed with leukemia, ALL, at the age of 3.5, and I went through chemotherapy for 2.5 years. And gosh, me and my family, it was really hard. I mean, I suffered a lot. I lost my hair twice, and I was in the hospital for a good... I don't know. I was in the hospital a lot for that 2 years, and I missed a lot of school. So it's definitely affected me in the long run, but it was my path. And I think that if I hadn't gone through it, I don't know if I'd be the same person I am today. So.
Well, and what you've done is not just been thankful that you're with us and still alive, but you decided that you're going to turn that experience. I talked about turn the mess into the message, right? So Yeah. You've taken that experience and you now do a lot of speaking and mm-hmm. you're passion is helping other young people. So tell us a little bit about what your passion is.
I love to inform people. I love making people aware of things, like know a little bit more about leukemia, know a little bit more about speaking, know a little bit more about how to train your mind and your body, and to know a little bit more about yourself and how you can live your best life. I want my generation to thrive. I want them to succeed. I don't want them to be a part of this corrupt system. I want them to strive. I want them to be financially free and do the best that they can with what they've got. So, and just to be a mentor to help them.
So you are a senior in high school right now, is my understanding, up in Cave Creek, Arizona. Mm-hmm. And so when we look to the future, Bella, what do you see? What are your plans for what you want?
Well, I want to be a speaker. I want to specifically target my generation, because if I can get more young people to understand the things that I do now, you know, we can prevent them figuring that out later in life, and they can get a head start in their life now instead of when they're, let's just say, 40, you know what I mean? So to have the goal to really reach my generation.
And so are you planning to go to college? What's your goal from a standpoint of your future?
So school has never really been my thing. I've struggled a lot with learning disabilities, and that's partly just from leukemia and going through all of the treatment and how it affected my development. And school's just never been my thing. I've done what I've had to, but I don't think it's the end all be all for me. I understand for some kids it is, but I have a bigger purpose than school. So it's not necessarily my number one priority.
Well, I love the fact that you've identified you have a bigger purpose, and that's really to inspire people and to help people. And, you know, when you are in front of a group of young people your age, what is your message to them?
I don't want them to follow others. I want them to be leaders with themselves. I see a lot of kids who just, they kind of latch on to these other kids and they become that other person. It's like, no, be unique, be specific to you. You were brought to this planet for a reason. Everybody has a gift that they're meant to bring. So being like all of your other little friends and doing all the things that they do, that doesn't make you a leader, that makes you a follower. I want them to be unique and I want them to feel like they have purpose and they have a place. Because a lot of people feel like they don't have a place, and that's why they find these little cliques and these little friend groups that they cling on to, you know?
Well, understanding that at your age is a huge step forward for you and anybody Absolutely. That listens to you. We talk about in the book, Outwitting the Devil, that I released mm-hmm. a few years ago about the term drifting.
Yes.
And it's people who just follow everybody else, they whatever, mm-hmm. they go with the flow.
Yeah.
And so we want people to really put a stake in the sand and realize that they are unique and create the life and be in charge of your future, not, you know, be proactive, not reactive. So
Absolutely.
I love that you have that message down and that you're sharing it with your generation because it's so badly needed.
It is.
You know, particularly with the impact social media is having, everybody's got the FOMO. Mm-hmm. I talked
yep.
when I learned about it, FOMO. Then somebody told me JOMO, joy of missing out. I thought
yep.
that's what we want to talk about is mm-hmm. understanding that you're in charge of your life and how you use your time. So I love that.
But what are we really missing out on? You know, I removed myself from public school because it wasn't the environment that I needed for myself. I actually thrived online. I created a life for myself that was so much healthier for me than the public school system. I eat when I want to. I go to the bathroom when I want to. You know, I make my schedule. I go to the gym. I make time for myself. School doesn't really do that. You know, it's just like pound this information into these kids. And, you know, what are you actually learning? And what are they structuring you for life? They don't really teach you how to live life per se, you know? So I kind of removed myself from that. But the FOMO thing, I see it in every kid that I've ever been friends with or interacted with. What are we doing tonight? What are you doing? Like, I want to be a part of this and da 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 da. And I'm like, I just have no interest in that anymore. So I get it.
Well,
but
that goes a long way for you to take control of your life and be independent. I mean, that's, we've got a generation of people that have become dependent on society and their peers. And it's mm-hmm. so important to stand in your own power. So I'm so proud of you. We are going to keep an eye on you and please come back to visit us and tell us how it goes. Cause, and any of you that are out there that have groups of young people that you need somebody to come inspire them. Bella Hicks is who you want to reach out to. Bella, how can people find you?
I do have social media. I try to stay clear of TikTok and that kind of stuff, but I have Instagram, I have Snapchat. I don't have Facebook at the moment, but I can if I need to. People can always contact my phone number. But yeah, and obviously through this stuff, because now people are going to know me.
Absolutely. And I'm delighted to highlight you. And you're going to hang in with me, and we're going to do another shorter video clip for the private Facebook group, the Play Big Movement, because Ooh. Bella Hicks, you are playing big already at the tender teenage years. So I'm very proud of you, and I will look forward to having you in the private Facebook group. The Play Big Movement is for being number one in your field, living your legacy, because your legacy is created by every heart you touch mm-hmm. and creating maximum impact. So you are already making a big impact, and I know it's only going to grow with time. So thank you so much for being with me, Bella.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
All right. So hey, stay tuned. Hang out with us for the next video. But for the rest of you, thank you for watching and listening to this segment of the Play Big Movement podcast. Until next time, I'm Sharon Lecter, your host, and you are fabulous.
Thank you for listening to this segment of the Play Big Movement podcast. Please subscribe to iTunes and leave us a review, as well as join us in other areas of social media, Twitter, Instagram, and LinkedIn at Sharon Lecter, and for Facebook, author Sharon Lecter. Thank you so much and have a fabulous day.